Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Cemetery Tales Podcast, and I am your host, Gerard Terrell. On this episode, we are going to talk about Ouija boards and my personal experience. So first, let's talk about what are Ouija boards? What are they? A lot of people don't know. So I guess I'll explain it to them. They are known as spirit boards or talking boards. And they have been used for centuries as a means of communicating with the dead, with the spirit world. Now, these boards consist of a flat surface, usually made of wood, with the letters of the alphabet, some numbers, and the words yes and no printed on them. Now, you place your fingers on a planchet. That's the small, heart-shaped piece of wood, or it can be plastic, which right now, if you go to any of your main chain places, Target, Walmart, you can see that they have these boards that glow in the dark and they're plastic. They out there, but you use to spell out messages from the spirit world. Now, the origins can be traced back to the ancient civilizations, for example, where similar methods of divination were used to communicate with the dead. The modern Ouija board was invented in the late 19th century by Elijah Bond and Charles Kennard. They patented the board and began mass producing it, marketing it as a tool for conducting seances and again communicating with the dead. I don't know if you guys seen that in Salem, Massachusetts, they had this guy going around and he had the biggest Ouija board in the world. I don't know if you saw. Have you seen it? Google search it. It's an amazing thing to see that this guy in the group, his teammates, the group he has created this. It's a really interesting sight to see. Now, no one did any, seances or try to conjure up anything. You see these in movies a lot, and you get confused about what you see in the movie. Was it in Ghost? With Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg, was Ghost Demi Moore? Was it Demi Moore? It had been a while since I've seen Ghost. I just know that the movie was so funny. The fact that when the guy was scared and he was fell down the steps getting chased, it was, I don't know. That was a great movie. If you haven't seen Ghost, go watch Ghost. Great movie all around. But anyway, one of the main things about this board, it became popular real quick, real fast, because it was seen as like a harmless form of like entertainment. However, as you use the board, as the use of the board became, excuse me, became more like widespread, a lot of reports of negative experiences began to surface. Many people claim that the board had led to scary, terrifying encounters with different spirits or entities, while others reported that they felt compelled to use the board despite their fears. Now it's interesting. Now I don't know how much you guys pay attention to the world. There was this thing called Momo. And Momo was this thing that was on like YouTube, like kids' videos. You watch a kid video and then out of nowhere, bow, Momo pop up and tell you what to do. And one of the things that started going around schools, at least I noticed it with when my girls was this pencil, right? And then you spin the pencil and you like twirl it or whatever, and it actually started doing things on its own. It's another way of conjuring spirits or entities. Now you gotta be careful. A lot of people don't realize like the danger and messing with a Ouija board. You have to be spiritually armored. Like if you anyone that listened to this into the Bible, Christian Bible in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10, it talks about the armor of God. You have to be spiritually armored when you start messing with these things. Now, I'll tell you a personal experience. Now, I had a personal experience. I'll just tell you one. I could tell you two. Maybe okay, I'll tell you two. Peer pressure. All right, so in the first one, we talked about how I went to my friend's house and we found out that she ended up buying a Ouija board, the glow in the dark kind, not the wooden kind. And I'll tell you a story about the wooden kind. Talk about the Ouija board, and we went in there, and She was like, "Oh, well, you know about a lot of this." I said, "Yeah, I do, but man, I said I'll show you that it works, but I'm not about to go deep into this just because I know who I am spiritually." So, go to the part where we start asking. Now, the guy in the house that was he ended up passing away in the house of where my friend was staying at the time, and his name was Charlie. So it's like, "Charlie, hey, are you here with us?" And it's like, it's not real. It's going to yes. And we're like, "Okay, if you're really here, can you prove it to us?" And it was like, "Yes." And no lie, we did that, and a couple of dishes that was in the little china cabinet fell out. I was like, "Oh, okay." So to myself, I'm like, "Well, hey, there's limitations to what Gerard can do. So I think it's time for me to check on out of there." And it's like, "Well, wait, let's do one more." I said, "All right, we'll ask one more question, but after that, I'm out of here. I'm not about to connect or be connected to this thing any more, because you don't know if it's Charlie or a person you're playing with. You really don't know. There's a way to know, but you really don't know what you're doing, if you don't know what you're doing." So other question was, "Well, if you're really here, can you move the rocking chair?" And the rocking chair moved. Now, mind you, all of us were sitting in the little dining room, and we could see in the living room where the chair was. Nobody's over there. Nobody's been over there. But the chair was just rocking away. That's when I was like, "Yeah, look, y'all can keep messing with this, but I'm out of here, So of course I left. I don't know what they did after that. I just know I left because I personally cannot go beyond a certain level, because it does something to me, energetically. That's a good word, right? When my energy becomes a little drained and low, and I don't like feeling like that. So I got up out of there, left up out of there. And yeah, that Ouija board is serious, I had I got another story, but I'll just tell you this other story. I had a friend that was really into the Ouija board thing, right? And this one wasn't that plastic, this was wood. And it was like old wood. And she wanted me to come check it out. I say, "Well, let me see." I looked at it, and it reminded me of like Jumanji, like the board game, but it was like an old wood, like, but kind of like that, like it opened up into the board. And I was like, "Ooh, I can't really participate." Like, plastic thing is one thing, and I know it's not as strong as you get the wood boards, but and you got a real old wooden board? Nah, I think you're on your own. We don't play around with that stuff. So I didn't. I just saw it. I told myself I can't even touch this board because I can't play around with nothing like that. Because again, you just don't know the energy involved. A lot of people don't know anything about entities. When I say entities, like, it's djinns, it's a different type of you don't like to say demons, but it is, a lot of those, and like you just don't know what can like get on you. So it's just not necessary. It's not even worth it to even play around with that. That's just my opinion. Hey, everybody's different. That's just my opinion. But again, one of the biggest criticisms, of course, dealing with these Ouija boards is you can summon some kind of malevolent spirit. A lot of people, a lot of critics, argue that by opening a channel of communication with the spiritual world, the Ouija board can also open up to negative entities. They can be dangerous and harmful, but you don't even know it because you're playing. You don't know the extent of these things. You just have no idea. And it can also have an impact on your psychological well-being for the people that use it. You can be depressed, or you can be have anxiety, a different type of psychosis as a result of using the board. It's suggested that you just don't use the board. I know you hear the rain in the background. You got to excuse it for the moment. I don't really like to stop and pause and edit. We just keep on going with the podcast. But it can lead to addiction. where you become dependent on that board for answers. You become dependent on that board for guidance. That's not how it works. You don't know what's telling you this or what's telling you what to do or how to do things. You really don't know because you just like, oh, the boards will tell me what I need to know. It's like, you remember those little magic balls? Pause. But you know those magic balls you used to have when you was a kid and you shake it? It's like, give me the answers, or Zoltan, I think it's one at the distillery. You go to Zoltan and it's like, Zoltan, tell me what I need to know. Or what's that, what's the lady used to have, had the late night, the phone call? Call me now, Miss Cleo. People used to really call, man. That lady wasn't even none of that Caribbean stuff. Call me now. It was a joke. I was a kid. I was watching the commercials like this lady doesn't know. You're not talking about John Edwards or Sylvia Brown. You're talking about those people. You're talking about Miss Cleo. Zoltan. Come on, man. Anyway, just saying you gotta be careful with that. So again, many people still though, regardless of all of that, they still continue to use that Ouija board as a means of communicating with the spirit world. They use it as a tool for self-discovery. Some use it for personal growth, while others see it as a way to communicate with those loved ones that passed away. Like you see in the ghost movie, Whoopi Goldberg. A lot of movies. I'm a big fan of Insidious. I know a new movie coming out. I can't wait. I'm excited. It's gonna be a great movie. Scream comes out in a couple weeks. It's a great movie, but this podcast is about Ouija boards, it's not about movies, but just saying. This Ouija board can be a powerful tool that can be used to access your collective unconscious, or a vast reservoir of knowledge and information that exists within the human mind. Some people use Ouija boards, some people use mushrooms. I mean, Oscar Wilde, like it's a lot of things to try to get you in tune into that. Again, you just gotta be careful because you just never know. So again, it's very controversial. It's interesting when you look at what a Ouija board is. Some people it's harmless. It's a harmless form of entertainment. Oh, I'm having a good time. Oh, it's great. Other people view it as dangerous. For me, it's just like, just be careful. For anybody listening to this podcast, just be careful with it. Understand about grounding yourself, understand about protecting your energy, understand about those things if you're going to use something that's like strong energy, like energy pulling. Just be careful. That's the best way I can tell you. Just be aware of the potential risks, associated with that Ouija board. So again, if you choose, it's important to have a positive state of mind. Again, be surrounded by positive people and take the experience as fun and lighthearted. But hey, that's just my opinion. Well, thank you for this episode of the podcast. I greatly appreciate you. Catch me on the next one where we talk about ghosts and orbs. I'll tell you my personal experience with that. I had a great story to tell. So catch you on the next one. I'll see you later. Appreciate you. Peace, love, and I am gone. Until the next one. Goodbye for now.